coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world listening to this broadcast. You're listening to the Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman. Thanks so much for your belief and your trust in this platform, in me and the guests that I have on. You know, the very, very few people in this world that have done it, that have been there, that have the t-shirt. One of the people, of course, is Dr. Ted Brower of healthmasters.com. If you've ever listened to Health Masters, the Ted and Austin Brower show, you know exactly how high energy, high information this man is. You know also, or you should know, the supplements, the nutritional supplements that they have at healthmasters.com are the best on the planet. You can't buy anything better than what they have. It's life changing. I'm telling you, this stuff is the best of the best. I've seen their laboratory, okay, or their production facility. Okay, it's like this BSL level 4 type of operation, in a good way, that is. Healthmasters.com, they've got products of the week, sale products and what have you. The products of the week, there it is, B Complex. I'm going to tell you, the B Complex works fantastic. If you are tired, if you're just, you know, just pop a couple of those and be ready to clean the floors and wash the walls and do whatever you want to do. Paint the room, because you can do it. But they also have immune support kits. And I love that. I love that. Oh, and my wife, I'll tell you, loves the Advanced Joint Therapeutic Kit, which is on your screen. Folks, go to healthmasters.com, seriously. And while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show. While you're shopping, while you're filling your cart with supplements. And by the way, you can go to Walmart, you can go to CVS and get supplements, okay? Not the same. But while you're there, listen to the show. All it's going to take is one show, and you're going to be hooked for the rest of your days. That's the Ted and Austin Brower show. Links in the program description box at thehagmanreport.com. So very quickly, I just want to say that there's a lot of stuff going on as we enter into the weekend. I'm telling you, there's so much information. Everyone's saying, hey, you know what? Next week, red wave coming. Oh, salvation is here. Really? As I said yesterday about Elon Musk, new boss, same as the old boss. Okay. That's essentially what's going to happen. You think that this is going to be a salvation? Maybe at best kind of a speed bump. That's all. But this and more along Ted Brower, perhaps I'm going to give it to him and he can talk about whatever he wants to talk about, because I'm interested in what he's got to say. It's been a while. And the reason, of course, is my schedule. I'm not going to get into that except to say it's been just a rough couple of several weeks. But with that is Ted Brower. Ted, how are you, sir? It's good to see you, man.
Doug, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on today. Elon Musk, him and his Hispanic outfit he had on for Halloween with the inverted cross on the bottom of the outfit, high-level Masonic leader is what he is. He was going to all the brothels in Germany a few months back and basically going to the whorehouses and all the other places in Germany and having a big party. This guy is not a man of God. He's not a Christian. He basically is just another mouthpiece for the New World Order. Yesterday, it was interesting. I had a banker come by from our local bank, and they were asking me some questions about what we were doing with some accounts and merchant accounts and stuff. And I started asking him questions, and I asked him really simply, I said, well, do you know who owns everybody? And he goes, what do you mean everybody? I said, do you know who owns the world? And he goes, well, no, I really don't. And I said, well, you can go look it up like Stockzilla, and it'll tell you who the primary shareholders are, like in every single stock. And I said, it's always going to be Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, is that not clear? I said, why don't we look up Truist, your bank, which has been merged from like 20 different banks. And I said, why don't we look it up? Looked it up, put in Truist, Stockzilla, who owns stock, who owns Truist? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. And he goes, oh, wow, that's what you said. I said, yeah, I've never looked at this. Let's look at General Motors. General Motors, who owns it? State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard. He goes, wow. I said, well, let's do another. Let's do General Electric, State Street, BlackRock, and all of them. They're all owned by the same people through interlocking corporate directorships and circular ownership. State Street buys BlackRock, BlackRock buys Vanguard, and they all buy each other's stock. And that's how they control the masses, and that's how they control the media. That's how they control everything. And once you understand that, they control the narrative, then everything starts making sense. And so then I told the guy, I said, well, there's two books you got to read. You got to read The Creature from Jekyll Island. And then I explained to him how fiat money works, that the interest is never printed. You can never pay off the debt because the interest is never made. And I told him, I said, and secondly, I said, we've had quantitative easing now for the last couple of years. And that's why we've got all this inflation, along with all these crazy budget deals that they're doing through Congress with trillions of dollars being pushed out. And I said, now they're contracting it all. I said, so read the book, Creature from Jekyll Island, and read the free PDF. And this is an easy one to find by Shelton Emery. And it's called Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People. And you can look it up for free. Billions for the Bankers and Debts for the People by Shelton Emery. And he goes into detail on the fiat creation of money and the side effects of what it does to the economies. So he sat here and he goes, well, man, I've learned more from you than I've learned like in the last couple of years of working for this company. And I said, well, that's because they're telling you what they want you to hear. And they don't explain to you how fractional reserve banking really works. And they don't explain to you how, what happens with derivative exposure. I said, with the derivative exposure, I said, if I have $1,000 in your bank, you guys can loan out 40 times that amount. That's derivatives. And I said, so you can loan out $40,000 into derivative exposure. Well, the problem is you just create that money out of nothing, into your computer system and loan out 40,000 more, but the currency for the $40,000 or the deposits aren't there. And I said, that's how Lehman Brothers and all the rest of these people got in such trouble, back 15 years ago. And I said, the problem is that problem has never been corrected. Now we just have a bunch of zombie banks like Truist, and they buy up all the other banks trying to increase their liquidity, and they all end up with these giant balance sheets of derivatives. And I said, that's what's going to happen to your bank and pretty much everything. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. He goes, well, do you think we'll get over it? I said, they want to go to digital currency now. And I said, because that way they can increase the amount of the M1, the money in circulation, as quickly as they want. So when 2008 hit, if you look at the actual currency in circulation with the M1 money supply, it was less than $1 trillion, Doug, of money in circulation in U.S. dollars. Less than $1 trillion. Well, it's over $20 trillion now that they printed and printed and printed and printed and printed. And so now we have this massive increase, but it doesn't matter. We've got quadrillions of dollars out there in derivatives, not 20 trillion, quadrillions, thousands of trillions. And the problem with that is, it's not going to be any better if we have another massive run on the banks, another liquidity issue, which is exactly what we're doing right now, massive liquidity issues. And so that's the thing that, Elon Musk is just another pawn in the game. If you look up, I guarantee you, if you look up his company right now, he's owned by State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. And here's this little thing with inverted cross on it. I mean, the guy's a pervert. And, and quite frankly, he received billions and billions of dollars in subsidies setting up these Tesla charging stations all over the country. And he could never have done that and had the charging stuff set up. And now these things want to hit each other when you try the self-autonomous cars, and they want to run into each other. And then they run out of gas. And you got to sit there for an hour if you don't have a hypercharger to try to charge up your car, or you have to run it off another gasoline generator to charge up your car. My favorite picture, Doug, is this picture of a Tesla being charged by a gasoline generator on the side of the road. And I just laugh.
Oh,
and
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, it's stupid. And that's what they do. And see, and the same companies that control the narrative of 9/11, the same companies that control the narrative of Building 7 and the Trade Towers and the Pentagon and all the lies they told us there, control the media. And it's the bloodline families. It's the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and I've read them before on the show. I don't have to do that again. But the crazy part about it is the vast majority of the people simply don't know that. They have no idea who owns the world and who owns the planet and who's really in control. And once you figure out who really runs everything and who's in control, it's like an aha moment. You go, whoa, okay. And then you finally realize, like we talked about on so many other shows, that the entire planet is under the control of an ancient Canaanite religious cult that's a sex-death cult. And that's why they want all these children aborted. They want all these children killed through abortion. They want all this human trafficking. They want all this human sacrifice. And they control the highest levels of these corporations. I mean, think about it. A few years ago, when Georgia was having election integrity laws passed, you know, people got really mad. The Democrats got really mad, and the Rothschilds got mad. And Linda Forster Rothschild decided she was going to have a meeting of the top 500 CFOs and CEOs of the major corporations of the United States. And she calls them a Zoom meeting or a meeting. And then she says, you know, whatever the numbers were, at 11 o'clock on this day, a.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody be on the Zoom call. And all of a sudden, she has 500 CEOs and CFOs of the major corporations on a Zoom call or whatever she was on. Who has that kind of power? And remember, Doug, when a couple of years ago, when they said they were going to lock down the country with COVID, and Trump carpet bombed everything and shut all the businesses down and was done the day he did what he was told to do by Fauci and the rest of the guys from the CDC. What happened? What happened to it? And I said this on the air. I said, no matter what happens, I said, the only group that has enough power to shut down the economic world engine, which is, I coined that phrase, by the way. I like that phrase. The only group that has the power to shut down the economic world engine are the international bankers who control the central banks, period. And that's just how it works. And if we don't understand that portion of it, then nothing else makes any sense. Because what they've done, they set up a giant nexus, a spider web of all these different connecting points. And what they've done is it's hard to find out what controls the spider web. But the money controls everything. And Jesus said it this way, the love of money is the root of all evil. And he was so clear about it. Remember, the only time we've ever seen Jesus get really mad, I mean get really mad, he picked up a whip and fashioned the whip. And he went after the money changers in the temple because they were doing unjust scales and selling pigeons and doves and everything else for offerings and gouging people with the money. And he said they turned the temple into a house of thieves. And he basically was, well, honestly, he was crucified a few weeks later after that. And of course, then he was resurrected, which we kind of got these guys really upset because had they known what they were doing, the Bible says they never would have crucified the Son of Glory. They never would have done that because he came at a eternal sacrifice because he's an omnipresent God. And I've explained that before in Lent. But I've explained that before in length on the Blood of Christ shows that I've done with you. If you want to listen to a really, really good show for the Ted and Austin Brower show, and I cover this material in depth on November the 1st, 2022. I just had it this week. On Tuesday of this week, November the 1st, 2022, I went into an in-depth teaching of the blood of Jesus on the Ted and Austin Brower show and what it does and how it basically changes you from the inside out for all eternity because of what Jesus did. So if you want to listen to a really good show on that particular topic, you can go right to the archives. It's right at the top of the archives and listen to it. But I want to, but I don't want to cover that today because we'll take up, we only have like 45 minutes left.
That's an important topic. So November 1st, 2022, Ted and Austin Brower show. I'll put a link in the program description box to that episode on your broadcast. I think that people need to understand the power in the blood. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I remember that time, Doug. I'll never forget this. Doug remembers this. I was praying with Sharon. This is quite close to 10 years ago. And I was praying with Sharon in the house because we prayed together every day. So I still pray every day. And I remember right in the middle of the prayer, because I couldn't understand the blood sacrifice. It was bewildering to me because of the blood, the blood of bulls and goats, etc. And I was praying. I said, Father, I want you to show me why it was so important for the spilling of the blood. And right in the middle of prayer time, he gave me this torrent download. I mean, it came down like, I immediately went into my office and I wrote like 8 pages of notes. And I called Doug up and I said, Doug, you're not going to believe what the Holy Spirit just showed me. I know Doug remembers this. And he goes, I want to do a show on this. And I said, okay. And
so I remember that day. Yep.
And it ended up having millions of views. It was like one of the biggest shows Doug ever did. And it was because I went into the scripture in the depth of what the blood of Christ did, all the way from Cain killing Abel, all the way from what Jesus' blood did on the cross, what it does as omnipresent God for all eternity. I mean, the blood on the mercy seat is as wet right now as it was 2,000 years ago. Because, Jesus on the present, he's in all timelines all the time. He's the beginning, he's the end, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's part of the Godhead. And people need to understand the power that he did when he died on that cross and what it did with the blood and how it changes you from an energy field standpoint. Not some new age nonsense, but I'm talking about what it does for you as an individual when you accept Christ and the authority and the power that he gives you. And that's the thing that people need to understand is that, we've got such authority and such power that when we plead the blood of Christ over people and when we pray, it changes the fabric of time space. And if people understand that, and the Christians would get off their derrieres and the pastors would get off their derrieres. I want to read you this real quick. This came to me this morning from a good friend of mine. I went to a conference up in DC a couple of weeks ago, and this lady, I met her. She's absolutely wonderful. And she sent me this morning. I thought, I'm going to read this on Doug's show today. And what it said basically is this, is that pastors need to wake up and support the churches and tell everybody. I'll read you this. Here we go. Pastors are our last line of defense, but God is calling pastors to be the foreguard of liberty, as he did in the 1700s when they wore the divine mantle, the natural rights mantle. Pastors were apostolic in their preaching, acting as wise master builders of the church and of the United States of America, and laying the ideological foundations of America, educating not only we the people, but also educating the Jeffersons, the Adams, the Washingtons, the Franklins, et cetera, who eventually wore the mantle of Hope Framer and built upon the foundation that the pastors had already laid. 70 years of indoctrination and false separation dogma, abetted by another tyranny, the 1954 Johnson Amendment, has conditioned pastors today to deny their legacy in the pulpit of the revolution and as the fathers of our republic by refusing to lead their flocks and securing the blessings of liberty. Many have unwittingly donned the mantle of a hireling. In other words, basically a person who's doing the service of a pastor because he's being paid as basically a person who's just working for the money, not because he's been called by God Almighty. Now, I will say one other thing, too. A lot of what she wrote is perfect. I like it. But we need to also realize some of the people that she mentioned in here were high-level Masonic Lodge leaders. And that when Washington walked down the streets of D.C., when they were laying the Capitol building stones, he was in full Masonic regalia. And that whole Masonic Lodge thing, it was a pivotal point as far as the foundation of the United States and had nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever. There were a lot of Christians here, but that Masonic Lodge stuff is not of God. So if you're a Masonic Lodge person, you need to see what you believe. You need to start looking, and you need to read that book called Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike if you don't know what the highest levels of the Masonic Lodge believe, and they'll tell you what they believe and what the initiations do and what they're being used for. I'm not going to go into that today, but it's not of God. It deals with Lucifer being the light bearer, and this is not okay. So all of these things are a part of it, and that Masonic Lodge crept into the Christian churches in the 30s and the 40s. And basically did these big tent ministries, and they came in with that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it nonsense. You know, God's a vending machine. And if you do what God wants you to do and you ask God for, you know, a stick of gum or a new car or a Rolls Royce or a jet, he's going to give you that like it's a vending machine. And, you know, and God wants you to be blessed. That's an absolute fact. But he's not a vending machine. And so they basically usurped Christianity, and they brought in this inclusive doctrine, like you can do whatever you want to do. Just be happy, happy, happy. And we're going to preach a motivational sermon. We're not going to talk about repentance. Well, that's not of God. The Bible talks repeatedly about repentance and what we're supposed to do as Christians. So always remember that we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it nonsense that has permeated the churches now. So many churches have taken the blood of Jesus out of their hymnals. They've taken the crosses off the wall. They've done all that. Now, me personally, I've gone back to the Lutheran church. There's a big cross on the wall. Every Sunday we have communion. Now, it's not a glitz and glamour show. They don't have smoke and mirrors and lights flashing all over the church. None of that. It's just good old-fashioned Bible preaching. It's Missouri Synod Lutheran Church because they're not liberals. And that's where I go now. And I like that. And Sharon and I were going there together before she passed. But the reality is this. You got to find a church that's still teaching Jesus Christ crucified and repentance. And if they're not going to do that, then you're probably in the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group. And then the same thing happened to the Catholic Church with Vatican II. The Masonic Lodge has crept in because of the money through the Vatican Bank being laundered through the CIA. You can read the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Great book. Everybody needs to read that book also. And the Vatican got compromised. And they had all these pedophile priests come into the Vatican and all these weirdos come into the Vatican and all the money laundering coming into the Vatican. And it pretty much destroyed the Catholic Church at this point. And now they've got one of the most liberal popes they've ever had because all of this stuff has taken 70 years to perk through. And now we've got a mess. And that was all that was being done for was to destroy the world's religions of Protestantism and Catholicism and bring us into a new world order under a one world government under Lucifer. That's all this is about. It all goes back. That's the ancient Canaanite religions. They want to bring back their old world order back. And the problem is, you know, we talked about this on the show so many times. I don't want to go into that again and be redundant with it. But the reality is that's the group that runs the planet. And if we understand that we're being still run by an ancient Canaanite cult, it's a sex death cult that knows what the Bible says, and they're trying everything they possibly can to bring in the reign of Lucifer. They want to take him into the third temple, and they want to pierce him with his body with the spear of destiny, shed his blood on the altar, and bring him out and say, hey, by the way, you know, he's God. Like it says in the book of Thessalonians. No, he's not. He's the Antichrist. But people think, well, if that starts, they're going to get raptured, go to heaven, and that all hell's going to break loose on the planet, but they're not going to be able to see any of it because they're going to be sitting up in the heavenly grandstand, you know, applauding, going, oh, wow, look what's going on down there. So glad we left. Why would you want to bring that into the people that are still left down here? Why don't we try to get everybody saved and not be pushing this whole thing with this the type of theology that was pushed through the Scofield Reference Bible, which I've talked about in length before on the show, and I talked about in length on November the 2nd show, which was yesterday, it was 2 days ago, November the 2nd. So November the 1st, November the 2nd are two shows that you do not want to miss. They're probably two of the top five shows that we've ever done with the Ted Dawson Brewer Show. We've done close to 1,900 podcasts now. And so those are really good primers for you to learn. They really are. But I want to talk about COVID right now. And I want to talk about, by the way, I forgot to tell you earlier, we have a coupon code open again. We haven't had it open for month now because we haven't been on with Doug for a month. It's Doug5, D-O-U-G-5, and it's 5% off, you know, all non-saleable items on the Health Master's website. Many of you are always asking for a coupon code, and so we have one for you now for the Day with Doug show, Doug5, and man, that's 5% off.
Doug5, I appreciate that. And use that coupon code, okay? Take advantage. You can save money. Doug5, 5% off non-saleable items. Folks, Ted, I'm telling you what, Ted's rocking it. Ted, hold that thought. I do want to tell you that, like Health Masters, look, I don't talk about products or services that I don't personally use or believe in myself. I want to mention Lightstream.com/Hagman, Lightstream.com/Hagman. You know, there are hidden costs of carrying a balance on your credit cards. Have you looked at your credit card statements recently? If you've got credit cards with high balances, I'm telling you right now, you need Lightstream.com/Hagman. If high interest rates are making it hard to make a dent in your credit card debt, please go to Lightstream.com/Hagman. A credit card consolidation from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 6.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, plus the rate's fixed. It's never going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get money the same day as you apply. There are no fees, $5,000 to $100,000. I'm telling you what, it's a great deal. You can get yourself out of debt and use that extra money that you're saving to get yourself healthy via Health Masters. I'm telling you, it's a win-win situation. Now, here's what you have to do. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Hagman, LightStream.com/Hagman, Lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. Subject credit approval, rates range from 6.99% APR to 19.99% APR with and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and the offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You'll thank me later. You'll be glad you did. Folks, in case you've forgotten, with me is Ted Brewer. Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Listen to that every single day. I'm telling you, they rock it. And healthmasters.com, Doug5 coupon code. Good stuff, the best nutritional supplements on the planet. That's healthmasters.com. Now, we're going to talk about COVID. I can't wait to hear what Ted's got to say about this. Go ahead, sir.
Well, everybody knows now it's a bioweapon. I mean, nobody's pretending like it wasn't anymore. And everybody realizes that as long as you have enough vitamin D and, you know, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and vitamin C and, you know, and all the different nutrients and zinc, you basically recover over pretty easy unless you're morbidly obese or got all kinds of other health problems. And so a lot of people died, and a lot of them died of remdesivir, including several of my friends, which is really heartbreaking to me because I tried my best to keep one of them off of it. The doctor simply wouldn't apply, and his wife wouldn't listen, and he didn't know any better. And I spoke at his funeral, and it was sad. I mean, it really was. His name was Jimmy, good friend. And I've known him for 30 years. But I digress. But the reality is that a lot of people got really sick, and a lot of people got put in the hospitals, and a lot of them died on remdesivir. And a lot of people also died who were overweight on the COVID itself, as far as from respiratory ailments. But the people that stayed healthy, as far as eating clean and doing what was right, they stayed pretty good. But now some studies that are coming out now, and I want to specifically talk about the kill shot, the clot shot, whatever the heck you want to call it. This is from the Haas Journal of the American Medical Association, January 2022. This is the first comprehensive meta-analysis of 12 clinical trials. It's published in January of this year in the prestigious medical journal of the American Medical Association. The study was led by Julia Haas from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston and among other eight-strong team. The findings show a clear and pronounced statistically significant elevation in severity and number of adverse effects in those receiving the COVID vaccine, period. That the mRNA, adenal factor, and protein subunit types compared with those receiving controls, in other words, placebos, especially after the second of two doses included in the trials. That's it. Should be game over for the COVID vaccines. They're no longer safe, period. Proven it. Well, another one came out and said, this is Freeman vaccine, September 2022. The authorship of the second study is equally star-studded, including leading researchers from UCLA, Stanford, and the University of Maryland. The latter, including his senior author, Peter Dalshy, also known as senior editor of the British Medical Journal Lancet. What these authors did was painfully tease apart available data from the phase three trials that Pfizer and Moderna used to gain their emergency use authorizations. And the authors found a consistent trend for significantly greater risks for serious adverse events of COVID vaccine versus compared with placebos. In other words, the risk ratio is between 1.36 and 1.57 times greater for the vaccine for the arms of those in adverse threat. So in other words, you basically get a lot sicker when you take the vaccines, period, on doing this. And the next one, you know, are COVID vaccines unavoidably safe? Well, the U.S. courts established some 40 years ago that traditional vaccines are unavoidably safe. The precedent set for the scene for vaccine makers to seek indemnity from the governments would make the vaccine makers immune from prosecution if it's done under Ronald Reagan. Compensation would be then available in cases where causation of vaccine injury could be proven. And, you know, and here's the thing. Official data with the COVID-19 shots are this. 59,000 people have been permanently disabled, 34,000 life-threatening injuries, 31,000 deaths of COVID. These are real numbers, guys. This is not fabrication. This is not hyperbole. And this is, and by the way, usually only 1% of this is reported. So 31,000, that'd be over millions dead. 53,000 reported cases of myocarditis and pericarditis and 180,000 hospitalizations. Those are the real numbers of what's happened with this vaccine. And the problem is there are a lot of cracks starting to take place in this narrative now. And now we're finally starting to understand that this thing has turned into this giant eugenics protocol that's going to go in and, you know, and to kill off huge amounts of the population of the United States and the world. Because now they're saying over 5 billion people have been vaccinated and they're continuing to vaccinate people. I spoke with a friend of mine yesterday, a lady that I know, and she told me, she said, you know, she can't even go into certain people's houses, her own family members now, because she hasn't been vaccinated. That they tell her, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come in. We've had all of our boosters, you know, and we're getting the next booster, and you know, and we're doing great. Okay, well, we'll see how long they do great. There was an interesting article that just came out, and I knew about it last year, and I spoke to a Heisman Trophy winner about Deion Sanders. You know, they called him Prime Time. He went to Florida State University right after I graduated and left up there. He was playing football up there and probably one of the greatest athletes that's ever been in college football and in Major League Baseball. And he was basically injected and was bragging about all the injections. He had his boosters and all his vaccines, all the boosters, all the vaccines, everything. And suddenly he just started having all these blood clots that were in his legs that went into his feet, and he had to have multiple amputations, and they did everything they could just to save his leg and not to amputate his entire leg. This is Deion Sanders. And so when I talked to my buddy, who's a Heisman Trophy winner, he told me Deion's been fully vaccinated, and he's out there promoting the vaccines. Well, that's a big name that a lot of you guys know that have gone and moved and watched college football. But there are all kinds of other people now, too. I have another friend of mine. He works at a car dealership, and he got all the vaccines. And I saw him about a year ago, right when they did all this stuff with the vaccines a year and a half ago. And I went over to talk to him about buying a car. And I'll never forget. I said, have you had the car? Have you had the vaccine? His name is Dean. And he goes, oh, yeah, I've had the vaccine. I've had all the boosters. I was first in line. And he's bragging. And all of a sudden, you know, I bought a car from him. And, you know, he wasn't doing real well physically. And about a month later, I called back and he didn't answer the phone. So I called the general manager up and I said, hey, you know, what's going on with Dean? Dean has blood clots in his legs and his left foot started to rot off with gangrene. And they had to come in. These are people I know. Okay. And he's basically never returned back to work. He had to go and undergo surgery, but they had to pull these long clots out of his legs, all because he had the vaccine, in my opinion. And he was bragging, Doug, that he had had the vaccine. Now we run into the next problem. how much of these spike proteins are transmittable from person to person. If, let's say, you go out with somebody and you kiss them or you have, you know, intimate relations with them. And, you know, some people say they're going to be transmittable. Some people say they're not going to be transmittable. Again, double blind clinical research studies aren't being done, haven't been done on any of that stuff as far as transmission of the stuff. So we've got some serious problems. Now, I don't think it'll be anywhere near as bad as actually having the injection put into your system. Okay. That's as bad as it's going to get. But how many people are going to keep getting these clot shots and these kill shots, Doug, and not think about all the other people around them that are having all kinds of health issues, including blood clots and strokes? And now they've allowed it to go into, since I was on with you guys last, and I'm sure you've covered it, to get total blanket immunity, like it talks about in here from that Reagan thing that he did back in the 80s. They've made it part of the vaccine child schedule. Now, about 17, 20 states or so have said, we're not going to allow you to do this. We're not going to give a six-month-old infant a clot shot that causes myocarditis and causes these children to basically have heart disease at 6 months worth of age. And I've had pericarditis before. It's extremely painful, extremely painful. And it took me 6 months to get over it because they didn't know what to do with this stuff back in 1983 when I had it. But the problem was, is it took me several years to fully recover it with chest pain. And the myocarditis is worse than pericarditis. And the myocarditis, according to Dr. Lee Merritt, has a 50% death rate within 5 years. If you come down with myocarditis, 50% of people die from it. And so all these young children who come down with myocarditis, who can't even, a six-month-old baby can't tell the doctor what's wrong. The baby can't say, I've got chest pains. The baby can't talk. So what's going to happen is that baby's going to sit there and cry and cry and cry and cry and scream. Going to put the parents and that baby through living hell. And if the baby lives through it, they can come back in, I guess, and, you know, talk later. And after the child has been diagnosed with myocarditis. But this is pure child abuse. This is pure Satanism. This is what I talked about earlier in the show. These are the ancient Canaanite religions that are destroying young children and sacrificing them to Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah, just like they did in the Old Testament. It's the same group of people that caused ancient Israel to fall because they wouldn't stop sacrificing their children. Even Solomon, King Solomon did that. He set up sites for Baal and Moloch worship. I mean, it's insanity what happened back then thousands of years ago. And
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm looking at a news release about a study right here. This was published earlier this week. New Swiss study, COVID shots increase risk of myocarditis by 800 times in young adults. Here it is right here. And it's something very, very sad to read. I have never seen, Ted, such an intelligence level propaganda regimen in my life than what we're seeing right now with respect to these injections. And they're taking this myocarditis and not giving this. I showed this to my wife, and she said, I didn't hear about this. You're not going to hear about it. It's buried on page 15 on Google search, if you try to search, if it's listed there at all. So you're absolutely correct. And that, folks, that's why you need to listen to Ted and Austin Brower. He's on top of all of this, including ways to keep yourself healthy during a potential endemic, pandemic, whatever it might be. Go ahead, sir.
And the other thing too is that when you finally realize what they've done, and you realize the extent of what they've done, the only conclusion if you're a Christian is it's satanic. If you're not a Christian, you just scratch your head and go, "Why are they doing this? I don't understand." Because the Bible says that light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And Jesus, of course, was the light. And people would prefer the lie than the light. They would rather be lied to. You know, Edward Bernays proved that. You know, Hitler proved that. Goebbels proved that. You know, Freud proved that. I mean, all these people that were involved with this Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian group from 120, 130 years ago, they were involved with all this stuff. I mean, these people are Kabbalist Luciferians. That's what they are. They study from the Zohar, which was an ancient text that was written in 72 AD, which combined all of the ancient satanic rituals of the Canaanites. Of the Moloch worshippers, ancient Egypt, all the witchcraft, all the weird stuff that they were involved with, into a how-to primer of how to basically, you know, be a witch and a warlock and a weirdo and a whack bag. And these people practice this stuff. These Kabbalists, they wear that red string around their wrist. There's only about 200,000 of them on the entire planet that are really committed to this, but they're the ones that pretty much run it all. And if you go back right to this study now, Doug, that you're talking about out of Switzerland, you're absolutely right. they don't show that on the mainstream news because the mainstream news is owned by State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock. And basically, that's just a manifestation of the primordial serpent of the Lucifer from thousands and thousands of years ago at the Garden of Eden. And that's what we have to understand. That group still runs the planet. They consider themselves to be the bloodline of Cain. They believe, this is what they believe, I don't believe this. They believe that, you know, the Satan beguiled Eve and she gave birth to Cain, and he's the basically the bloodline of Lucifer. And they track their bloodline all the way back to him. This is the group of people that run the planet and say all this stuff, and they're nutbags. You know, and so the reality is that if you don't understand the ancient Canaanite religions and who they were and what they did and what they believe and why they're still in control, you're in for a rude awakening, because it's the same group that was running the planet with Genesis chapter 6. And we got to understand that if we see it. And here's the problem you're going to run into when you listen to the Ted Dawson Brower Show or when you listen to Doug Hagman's show. You're going to hear stuff that you've never heard before. And so what I always tell people is this. If you hear me on a show, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you hear me on the show and you talk and I'm talking about this stuff, go back and do the research. Just do it and say, okay, all right, I think that's right. And then keep doing the research. You're finally going to say it's right. And I always challenge people. I always say, if I'm wrong, you let me know. And if I'm wrong, I'll come back and I'll change it. But the reality is this is who runs the planet. And remember, the Bible says, "Have the God of this age known?" And I'm paraphrasing this. Have the God of this age known what he was doing? He never would have crucified the Son of Glory. When Lucifer crucified Jesus on the cross, you know, through his Pharisees and Sadducees and all the weirdos that were running the doggone synagogue of Satan back then, when that happened, you know, it forever changed the fabric of time space, because now we had an omnipresent offering for us. It's through the blood of the Lamb, through Jesus. And when that happens, everything changes. God pushed a giant reset button with Genesis 6. He pushed another reset button with Jesus. And what they're trying to do is take it backwards. They don't want a new world order, Doug. They want the old world order back, where they can have open human sacrifices in the street like they did with Rome, open gladiatorial combat to the death in the arena. They want that back. We have all these different gods and all these sacrifices that are being taken place and open orgies, all that. That's why Paul kept talking about all the orgies and all the weird stuff. Don't be going to orgies. It was all open back then. It was this open, wild sex thing that it was a bunch of sick weirdos, a bunch of sex death cult people running everything. See, that's why the Bible warns you there's certain types of sin you just need to flee from. And if you listen to Monday's show, which was, I guess October 31st, we did a whole show and I went into scripture about the things that God hates. And what things that you need to understand, what the Bible says about this stuff. And I preached a really good sermon on Monday's show, because I wanted people to realize that they're not hearing this from the pulpit. And I had so many people contact me after I did that show, and they said, why are we not hearing this from the pulpit? You're reading scripture to us, and basically this is what's happening. I'm like, well, yeah, because here's how I look at the whole thing. If the time is short, which it is, and we have to be about our Father's business, which we do, you know, we might as well tell the truth to everybody about what the Word says, what the Bible says. Because if it's not being preached from the pulpit, I might as well preach it on the Ted Dawson Brower Show or on the Hagman Show, and Doug might as well preach it. Because if we don't do that, how are people going to know the truth? If the truth will set them free, but they don't know the truth because they're not being taught it from the pulpit from the pastors, then how are they ever going to know the truth? And the reality is they're not going to know it. And so that's why it's so important that we all work together to get this Word out. That's why, guys, listen to the show today with me and Doug today. And what I want you to do is I want you to send it to all of your listeners, all of your friends, and all of your people on your Facebook and your Instagram and all of the people that you have on your email list. Send it to them and say, look, you need to hear what this guy's saying. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about the power of the blood. He's talking about who really runs the planet. And then link him back to the same shows that I did on, I talked about those three shows this week. And if you do that, you're going to give them a primer and you're going to snap them tight. And they're going to realize, hey, wait a minute, I got to go talk to my pastor. My pastor needs to know this is happening. And if my pastor doesn't know what's happening, then how is he supposed to tell the people? And then what you're going to find out, and I said this at that meeting when I was in Washington a few weeks ago. I said this in front of everybody. There's a big reading. There's over 100 people there. They were taking questions. And finally, I said, the problem we've got here is the pastors don't want to tell the truth. I said, because their boards and their elders, in many cases, are composed of Masonic leaders and secret societies that are regulating the church and telling what they can and can't say. So I'm going to tell you this real quick too, guys. If you're in a church and your pastor is a Mason, if you're in a church and you find out that your elders and your deacons are Masons, you need to find another church that doesn't have that problem. Really, really, really important. Now, I'm going to say this, though, for the low-level Masons who've been to one meeting, Notice they always call Lucifer Lord. You may not know that, but you'll notice they don't talk about Jesus ever. His name's forbidden to be used in the lodges. Why don't you go in there one time and start talking about Jesus and say, Jesus this, Jesus that. And, you know, who's this Lord you guys? I remember when I was in seventh grade, I had a good friend of mine. He's my history teacher. He actually was on the beaches of Normandy. And his name was, well, I won't give you his name. His name was Al. His first name was Al. And what happened is he ended up basically asking if I wanted to go to a demo lay meeting, which is like a baby Mason club, right? And I've been going to church, you know, for years and years and years. And I went to this meeting and I kind of looked around and heard what they were saying. And next day he said, what do you think, Ted, about the meeting? I looked at him, I said, they keep talking about the Lord. I said, well, you know, Mr. Al, I said, there's a lot of people out there that have all different types of gods. I said, why aren't they talking about Jesus? Why are they not talking about Jesus? Who are they talking about? What was that thing all about last night? He said, I said, that seemed really strange to me. That's just the mind of a 12-year-old. I was 12 years old, and I'm saying that to him. Well, needless to say, I never got invited back to another demo lay meeting because I was going to be talking about Jesus the whole time. They don't want that. And when you go to that 30th or 33 degree ritual, I talked to you guys about it. The guy who wrote the Zohar is laying in a casket in front of the doggone lodge. And he's the one who put those ancient Canaanite religions together. Supposedly, it's just, of course, he's not for him. It's a person pretending to be dead. And they say, who goes there? And at that point, they tell you that you're going to have to take all other religions, including Christianity, that you knew. That happens in the 30th and 33 degree rituals. And so people don't realize that. And so if you understand where you're going with this, why do you want to go there? Well, because I've got a lot of friends who are in business and they help support my business and they're all Masons. Why don't you have a lot of friends who are Christians and they can help support your business too, who aren't Masonic Lodge members and pastors, et cetera. Just thought I'd pick on the Masons a little bit today because I've had about enough of all that. Now, I want to say one thing here. This is, I want to talk about some more health stuff. They're now saying that green tea can actually protect you from dementia. It says compounds in green tea actually reduce the plaques that have been strongly linked to Alzheimer's disease. And Alzheimer's is the most common cause of the degenerative disease, dementia. The findings apply to more than 6 million Americans living with Alzheimer's. Now, here's what I say about that. You know, we've got a really great green tea supplement. They're called Purple Sticks, and it's acai beverage mix. And it's green tea. It's got B vitamins in it. It's got methylcobalamine in it. It's a great product. I use them every single day. And yes, I took some Purple Sticks before I did Doug's show today, so I'm just going to let you know that I'm geeked up on some green tea. But the reality is it works, and it works really well. And now the studies are coming out saying that the green tea will prevent and help to prevent dementia. So, guys, coffee doesn't do that as far as I'm concerned. Coffee elevates cortisol levels. If you stop drinking coffee, you're going to find out very, very quickly that you're going to lose about 5 pounds the first month because of elevated cortisol. Plus, it'll restore your sleep patterns. You know, we have a program called Sleep Like a Baby Kit. It's got a total rest product in it. It's got magnesium brain food, which, by the way, helps to chelate and pull aluminum out of the brain. Since we all get exposed to chemtrails and aluminum in the atmosphere, we get inhaled through our oil filtration system, which really just ticks me off. You have to walk around with a double can of respirator mask all the time. I used to prevent that junk. And so you look like a weirdo walking around. So if you're going to be exposed to that stuff, you've got to keep that aluminum out of your brain because the aluminum's also been linked to Alzheimer's disease. So do yourself a favor. Get on the Sleep Like a Baby protocol with a magnesium brain food. By the way, it gets rid of brain fog too. If you can't think very clearly, I'll be 67 in about, well, I guess 2 days now. And less than a week, I'll be 67. And
Early birthday.
Thanks, Doug. And by the way, I'm getting gray hair now. I'm getting gray. But I don't color my hair. I'm not going to do that. But I feel absolutely great. And you know, and so we basically, that's the Sleep Like a Baby protocol right there. That's that basically is a great, great product kit. And so I use that every single night. I take a full tablespoon of the magnesium brain food and a full teaspoon of the total rest every single night, along with the melatonin. And I go out like a light. And then we've got some really good prostate products in there too for guys. So I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom. All right. That's really nice too. And so all these products are designed specifically to help you to really get through it, to feel good all the days of your life. And then we got another one. We've got two other products I want to talk about today. We've got one that's called, HGH Stimulate. And what it does is it really helps you to build lean muscle mass. It really does. And it acts like a natural Viagra in men. So men, if you're going to take it, you better check with your wife first because you're going to be looking for your wife if you're married. So I just thought I'd mention that, number one. And number two, yeah, it doesn't cause you to go blind and deaf like Viagra does, because that causes optic nerve and audio nerve degradation. So this is a great product, HGH Stimulate. And it's one of the best things I've ever seen for helping to normalize blood pressure. And it really helps to give you a tremendous workout, a tremendous pump if you're working out. And it massively burns body fat and increases lean muscle mass. I've been using this stuff a lot now in the last couple of months. I've been training really hard again. I've been doing great. And if you stack that with the Muscle Blast that we have, the Muscle Blast will give you an incredible workout. It's a pre-workout drink that Austin really, really likes and Sharon like. Now, I personally can't use the Muscle Blast. It gives me a little bit of a headache when I use it. I'm the only person I know that does that too, but I want to give you the disclosure on that because I'm always honest with you guys. But that HGH Stimulate, I hammer that stuff. And that Sleep Like a Baby protocol, I hammer that. And I also really use a lot of the powdered multiple. That's probably the best multiple vitamin you're ever going to use. It's easily absorbable because it's not in a capsule. It's not bound up with a bunch of binders. And it's called the Ultimate Multiple Powder, and it's a great, great product too. So I want to just talk about those specific products today, along with, of course, you know, Doug talked earlier about the B vitamins, that they're on sale right now, and that's basically the methylcobalamin. This is the Ultimate Multiple Powder. It was so funny. I developed this product about 8-9 years ago, and Austin told me, he goes, "Well, Dad, people don't want to take powdered multiples." And I said, "No, people don't want to swallow pills." I said, "They want to take powdered multiples, and this product tastes great. It tastes great. A couple scoops a day. And man, you put it in a glass of water, drink it. It's great. Take a shot of it. I'd recommend you have it for breakfast. And if you were trying to burn body fat, just a real heads up, make sure you use the purple sticks instead of coffee. That's number one. And number two, if you're trying to burn body fat, start your breakfast off every morning without a bunch of carbohydrates. Now, what I do in the morning is I get up, I have my purple sticks. I start prepping for the show. I wait about an hour so the purple sticks have hit me because of the green tea. And then I have 3 eggs and I fry them in organic butter. They're organic eggs. I fry them, flip them over. I eat the eggs. And that stabilizes my blood sugar until like 2 o'clock if I wanted to go that long. And so it really, and I've probably lost 13 pounds in the last 4 months, but I feel great. My body fat's down, my waist is back down to 34. So I'm really happy about that. But the reality is it really stabilizes blood sugar and releases glucagon when you eat eggs in the morning. I'm not talking about eating pancakes or eating toast or eating tater tots or whatever you want to eat. Don't eat stuff or cereal. Oh my gosh, you want cereals like the same ingredients as swine fattening feed. That's why so many people are so obese. And so much of this stuff has high fructose corn syrup in it. But you start off with just a straight protein fat snack, organic butter with fried eggs. That's what I do. Now, if you don't want to fry the eggs, if you don't like those, you can always use olive oil, mayonnaise, or basically avocado oil, mayonnaise. And you can have some egg salad or you just eat boiled eggs. That's okay too. And just keep your calories down. So if your ideal weight, ladies, is 120 pounds, stay at 1200 calories a day and stay away from high glycemic foods like pasta, rice, potatoes that turn to sugar quickly. Guys, same thing. If your ideal weight is 180 pounds, stay at 1800 calories a day. So you'd be eating 6 meals of 300 calories a day and you'll burn body fat like crazy. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been working out real hard, burning body fat and better shape now than I've been in years and years and years, which is pretty great. I really like that. I feel absolutely wonderful. Last week, my blood pressure tested was like 110 over 55. They said, "What in the world? You got on medicine?" I said, "No, I don't take medicine. I don't take any drugs at all, ever." Now, occasionally, I might take an aspirin or something like that. Very rarely. But as far as drugs, prescription drugs, no, man, why should I? We have supplements that pretty much take care of everything as far as keeping you healthy. So why would I do anything other than just take the supplements? But I want to share that with you. I got a couple more articles here I want to cover with you as far as health stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that came out about this. And one really goes into detail, and it says that pregnant women are finding out now, and this is really important, you know, they're warning, the CDC is warning pregnant women not to basically, you know, get involved with drinking a bunch of coffee when they're pregnant, because it can actually stunt the growth of the child and the overall height of the baby after the baby's full grown. It says just half a cup of coffee per day during pregnancy can knock nearly an inch off a child's height, the study finds. Drinking coffee while pregnant can have a massive impact on a child's height. Research found that a half cup a day can reduce a child's height by 1.5 centimeters. Scientists are not sure why caffeine can have such an impact on child's health. Caffeine is recommended to be avoided during pregnancy as it opens up many risks. I want to share that with you. It's kind of like drinking alcohol during a pregnancy. You don't do it. But of course, they want you to take the COVID shot, which is resulting in huge amounts of miscarriages during pregnancy. It's just all again part of the eugenics population reduction protocol in the world right now and trying to reduce the problem. Back in the 50s, they had a group of people called the Jason Scholars. They were the top scientists in the world. They identified multiple problems. And the biggest problem, they said, was population growth on the planet. And so they said, no matter what happens, they've got to reduce the population. And that's what all of this is about, by the way. And the Georgia Guidestones, that used to be in Georgia, they're gone now. They were blown up. They basically said they want to reduce the population of the planet down to 500 million. So they want about a 90 to 95% reduction of the planet. But here's what coffee does. How many of you noticed? I used to, when I was in graduate school at Florida State, I used to drink 18 cups of coffee a day. I mean, I had a big German beer stein. And it really was a German beer stein. I bought it in Germany with my dad. Okay. And then when I was 21, and it would hold 6 cups of coffee. And I would basically sit in the morning and I'd have my 6 cups of coffee. And about lunch, I'd have 6 more cups of coffee. And by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have 6 more cups of coffee. And I'm drinking 18 cups of coffee a day. And then, and finally, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I came down with that pericarditis and I realized that I couldn't keep pushing all those stimulus through my body. And I had to wean myself off the coffee. Now, what I learned when I was younger is if I missed my coffee in the morning, missed the coffee and the caffeine, let's be real, that it would give me a tremendously bad headache. And here's what happens with the coffee and the caffeine that you ingest from the coffee. It causes the blood vessels to contract that feed the brain, increases basically pressure of those blood vessels. And what happens is when you stop drinking the coffee, those blood vessels expand. And when they expand, they cause cranial pressure. That's what causes the headache. So what they're saying now, and from the research, if you read through this article, which I did, that one of the things that they're postulating here as far as a theory on this with what caffeine and coffee and all that stuff are so bad for women when they're pregnant, is that what it does, and I don't think green tea would be in the same category, but if you better check with your doctor if you're pregnant with that. But what happens is this, the placenta has a restriction of blood flow because those same arterioles that are being constricted in the brain from the coffee and from the caffeine do the same thing to the placenta. And it says it decreases the amount of blood that can go into the baby through the formation of the child through the placenta, and therefore can actually decrease the height of that child, not to mention other types of diseases for that child when the mother's taking those drugs. So it's really, really important that you understand that. So make sure that you don't be getting, that you're not on a bunch of coffee if you're pregnant or you have all kinds of problems with the baby after that. In addition to that, I want to talk about one more thing here as far as this. Forgive me because my iPad's jumping around on me right now.
No worries, man. I'll tell you what, this is great information, folks. Go to healthmasters.com for the just for the near term. Doug 5, D-O-U-G, the number 5 for 5% off non-saleable items. You can't beat that with a stick. That's healthmasters.com, Doug 5. Make sure you listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show as well.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Also, this, I want to cover this one because this is pure propaganda. And I'm going to talk about this for a second because this is important. It says, exclusive, medicine is failing minors. Fury, as American Nurse Association calls for all restrictions on child sex changes to be lifted. Now, this is disinformation, and I'm giving it to you right now. I'm telling you why they're doing it. Jay Richards from the Heritage Foundation blasted it as a grotesque politicization. He also slammed the lack of scientific evidence to back up the statement. Organization has called for all limits on gender-affirming care to be dropped. The American nurses were today accused of failing children after calling for all restrictions of sex changes to be lifted. The American Nurses Association said it strongly opposes any policies that limit access to trans health care in a statement issued on Wednesday. It's the latest medical membership body to throw its weight behind the controversial treatments. The American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics have also spoken out against restricting gender-affirming care in minors. Now, I'm going to talk about this, and this is a real pet peeve of mine because it goes right back to those ancient Canaanite religions again. They believe that God was split in half, you know, at the creation, and that half of him basically is in a pit. This pit's the tree of the universe, and this pit contains this tree of the universe with a giant snake wrapped up inside of it. And that snake from the Kabbalah is called Ein Sof. And if you don't believe it, I think it's E-I-N-S-O-P-H as a spelling on that. You can look it up on Wikipedia. You can see he has his own Wikipedia page, this snake in a tree. Now, this snake in a tree is too busy because they consider him to be God, this Kabbalah group. They consider him to be basically just the ruler of the universe. and that you can't talk to him because he's too busy creating points of light around the universe. So he has like 12 archangels that are below him. And so you have to simulate having sex with these archangels. I'm not joking about any of this stuff, as you're praying to these archangels to get this snake in a tree a message. These people are so twisted and demented. They believe this stuff. They really believe this stuff. And so you see some of these people, they're praying and they're rocking back and forth. And what they're doing, they're actually, you know, simulating a sex act. These are the Kabbalists, Luciferians. This is the synagogue of Satan. And what's interesting about this is that they believe that that God, that snake in a tree, is an hermaphrodite. That is dual sex. There's both male and female. And I've heard many, many pastors. I'm not going to mention any names, though I've mentioned them on my show, but I'll not mention them on Doug's show because I don't want to have a legal issue going on with this. But I have talked about certain pastors who say that God, our God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, is an hermaphrodite. It's a blasphemy. It's total lies what that is. It's not true. But these people believe that this God is an hermaphrodite. So when they say medicine is failing, and there's this nurse association, which is Kabbalah's control, is saying open transgender surgery for children as young as 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, they don't care. Because they believe that God they worship is an hermaphrodite, which means it's a transgender, that's the closest expression that a human being can have to that God is to be either homosexual or transgender. That's why they're pushing this narrative. So you got to understand who's doing this. That's why you never get the end of it. They're always talking about transgenders, proper pronouns, all this crap they're feeding to us, which is all satanic from this Kabbalah group. The Kabbalah teaches that there's like 8 genders. And now they've expanded all that. It says that, the different ones. They talk about it in the books they wrote about it. And this is all in the book of the Zohar. You got to understand what this group of people believe and what they stand for. And so when you understand that they want everybody to be like their God and not like our God, which means they want everybody to be an hermaphrodite, then that's what happens. This is what you get. So it's important that you assign blame where the blame belongs. It's this group that's running the planet. It's this group that's doing this. It's this group that's involved in all of this stuff. And when you get that, it starts making more sense. That's why this nursing association is saying this and saying medicine is failing minors. Fury, as the American Nurses Association calls for all restrictions on child sex changes to be lifted. I mean, what a bunch of perverts. I mean, but this is the group. And remember, if you look at this, you're going to find out that the bulk of these funds that are coming in for these major organizations are always going to be for these liberal causes like George Soros, who's another cutout for this Kabbalist Luciferian group, and all these people that are running State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock and the bloodline families are trying to tell you, you know, what to do and what to believe, and they want to invert everything. Plus, one more thing. A child that's just been born. Remember, Jesus said, he warned these Kabbalists, basically, you know, don't touch the children. He said, it'd be better for you if a millstone be tied around your neck and you'd be thrown into the deepest parts of the sea. Warn them. This is not good. It's going to go bad for you. All right. But now we have all this child sacrifice. And Doug's been at the forefront of that, doing all kinds of research on that, along with Russ Dizdar, and bless his heart. Now he's in heaven with the Lord. And all of this stuff happens around us, whether we believe it or not, because it permeates our culture because of the ancient Canaanite religions. The reason they do this is these children, when they're young, they believe that their energy signature is the closest it's ever going to be to our God, God Almighty, the great I am, the God of heaven and earth, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. If you have any questions on who I'm talking about, you know, that's the closest that her human being, until they accept Christ, is ever going to be like God and like Jesus, because they're innocent. And so to them, they really want to cause as much pain as they possibly can to God the Father, to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. That's why they go after these young children, number one, for the sacrificial rituals, and number two, to cause pain on the great I am. And I still remember the last, I think Isaiah chapter 15, Doug, when these world leaders are all sitting in hell, right? They're all sitting in hell, they're all in chains, and Lucifer shows up. And all of a sudden, they're all upset because now Lucifer, supposed to be their savior, shows up and he's in hell with them. And then as they say, you know, you were supposed to deliver us this. Now, they're all going to end up in the lake of fire. It's going to happen to all of them because of what they've done to us, what they've done to the planet, and what they've done to the children. So always remember to tell the truth and tell your pastors to listen to the show today. And if you want more information, I did a whole show on the Kabbalah, and you can also go back and look at some of Tex Mars's information. Talk about it in detail.
Thank you so very much. What a great informative program. I appreciate you, Ted. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Doug5 coupon code. Just for a limited time, 5% off non-saleable items, and listen to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Link to the first and second show, November 1st and 2nd, will be in the program description box, as will link to Health Masters. God bless you. Have a great night, everyone.